thing like this. You're a big, massive sheep.
But he said that that sheep was still in its first year, right? Well, a Korban Pesach had to be less than a year old. Ben Shono.
Was it
no, today you can know. Every animal has got a number, and you can trace every animal online.
Phone number?
No. every single animal. They say they can trace the history of every animal, all its vaccinations, everything. You can trace online. Okay, Rabosa, after the excitement of yesterday, when nobody was interested in the halacha because the sheep was much more interesting.
Was it shechted, the sheep, yesterday, or was it just...
I don't think so, no.
Actually, what you said yesterday.
Yeah. I'll just say briefly, what I tried to say yesterday was as follows, that when you put on food on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, either relying on the Erev Tavshilin, or if you're not relying on the Erev Tavshilin because you're being marbe b'shiurim, or because you're working on the svara that guests might come, in any event, the food has to be ready for eating before Shabbos. Right? You can't go into Shabbos with the food still being raw. In other words, just put on the food immediately before Shabbos. And therefore, it has to be at least Machal Ben Drusoy, which is a Machlokes, whether or not it's a third cooked or it's... But it has to be fit to be eaten, right? It works logically. If you're saying that the svara is, well, maybe guests will arrive and I'll have to feed them and that's why I can cook on Friday, then you have to have food ready for guests. Yeah? It was no use if it'll only be ready tonight. And similarly, being marbe b'shiurim means that I'm adding to the amount that I need for a yontem meal, but it has to be available for a yontem meal. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that mitam zeh, this was the interesting bit I thought, that mitam zeh, because of that, that's why we have a minig that when Shabbos follows Yom Tov, in other words, Friday afternoon into Shabbos, yeah, on the second day Yom Tov next week, that the minig is to daven early. We daven Maariv early, right? We don't wait until Nacht to daven Maariv on Friday night, but we daven Maariv early because that way the women know that they're Mekabel Shabbos when they light the candles. The men are Mekabel Shabbos when they say Baruch Hu or Mizmor Sheli or Shabbos or whatever it is, and therefore they will know that Shabbos is coming in early, and that gives us a margin that we know that even if the food isn't quite ready, but nevertheless, they know this is the deadline. The women know the deadline is the food has to be ready, it has to be fully cooked, or not fully cooked, but it has to be edible by that deadline, and therefore that's the minig. Now, we say in the nusach of the Erev Tavshilin, we say that with this Erev, it should be mutter for us to bake, to cook. Latmone means to wrap things up and keep them hot. Ulan lukish rago, and to light the candles. Ulasakono, and to correct or to make fit, and to do all our needs. And the question is, what comes into the needs? What do you need an Erev Tavshilin for? There are some things which will be a hachona for Shabbos, which won't be a melocha. There might not be a melocha, there might just be a tircho. Do you need an Erev Tavshilin for that? Simple example, for instance, if the Gabba wants to roll the Sefer Torah from the Yontav lining to the place that he needs it on Shabbos morning. Can he do that on Yom Tov for the coming Shabbos? Right? Is that a hachona? And if it is a hachona, can you do it without Erev Tavshilin? Or does the Erev Tavshilin include that as well?
Yeah.
Same thing applies to making beds. Can I make the beds on Yom Tov afternoon in order that the beds are nicely made for Friday night? Yeah, and the same thing goes with washing dishes. So these things are brought down in the Dirshu edition of the Mishnah Berurah in the commentary. And later we'll look at each thing individually as to whether or not these hachonas, which are not actually melochas, but are certainly hachonas from Yom Tov to Shabbos, whether you can do those on Yom Tov, again, with or without the Erev Tavshilin.
Started at Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Zion, Nissan, 25th of March, Rabbi Binyamin Rubin, Shlita of Sinai Kotel, Shira on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This week's Torah responded to Nishmas Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Zev Alter Zichron Levracha, and our esteemed founder Yosef Dov ben Ephraim Chol Tzvi Itzkovitz Zichron Levracha.
Let say that. Huh? You take it off if you want.
The Shalmi in Perek Avot Sochem says, Ksiv, it says in Posik, Bifroya Perois Beisrol, Beisnadev Om, Borchu Es Hashem. What does the Posik mean? So the Shalmi explains, Kshakash Borchu Oiselochem Nisim, when Akash Borchu does Nisim for Klal Yisrol, Tehu Oimrim Shira. Klal Yisrol should say Shira. When Akash Borchu does Nisim for Klal Yisrol, we should say Shira. So Shami asked Akasha, Sivun, Hare, Geulas Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrol went out of Mitzrayim, Leil Chamish Osav, Tezvov Nisan. And we don't find that Klal Yisrol said Shira when they left Mitzrayim. The only time we see that Klal Yisrol said Shira was a week later when it came to the Kiryas Yam Suf. After Kiryas Yam Suf, a week later, deep into the Midbar, that's when they said Shira. But B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, such a big nes, and we don't find Klal Yisrol said Shira. So that answers the Yerushalmi. Shani, it's different. Why? Shehi Tchilas Geuloso. So unfortunately explain, what does it mean? It's only the beginning of the Geula. Why? Because although the Klal Yisrol left Mitzrayim, but they were still in the danger of Paroi. And the Mitzrayim, like we see, Paroi and the Mitzrayim ran after Klal Yisrol till Yam Suf. Yeah, they did call peace, but yeah, there was not complete Geula because they were still in danger. They were still in the danger. The Paroi could have changed his mind and pulled them back in, like he tried to. So only after Kiryas Yam Suf, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the Mitzrayim, Echod Mehem Leinoisa, the Pasuk says, no one stayed alive, they killed all the Mitzrayim. That was the completeness. So that's why they said Shira only after the Kiryas Yam Suf and not on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Teres Rafal, a father-in-law of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, asks from a different Yerushalmi in Perek Tom Nishchat, which there is quite clear they did say Shira on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yerushalmi says in Tom Nishchat, Omer Ablevi said, Kishen, Shenitein Koyach Bekoilo Shemoyshe, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a big nace that had a whole Klal Yisrael hear Moshe whenever he said something to Klal Yisrael on the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the nace that he made his voice very, very loud that the whole Midbar heard him. Kach, so too, Nitein Koyach Bekoilo Shel Paroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did this same nace for Paroi that when he said something in the Midbar, everyone heard. V'hoya Koyilo Mahalach Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, his voice went the whole Eretz Mitzrayim. Everyone heard him. Mahalach Arboim Yoim, a walk of 40 days. What did Paroi say that everyone heard? Kumu tse'u mitoy chami. Get up, leave Mitzrayim. This is a posik on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. Paroi said, Kumu tse'u mitoy chami. L'sha'ova ha'yisem avdei Paroi. Till now you are my avodim avdei Paroi. Mikan ve'elach. From now onwards, atem avdei Hashem. Be'oisei shor, on that very moment, when Paroi said, Kumu tse'u mitoy chami, so Klal Yisrael hoyu oimrim, Halleluko, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Vle Avdei Paroi. Klal Yisrael said Shira. So you see clearly that Klal Yisrael said Shira in Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rishalmi in Perek Tov in Avi Psochim asks, why didn't they say Shira in Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's a stira in Yerushalmi. The Teres Rafal wants to say a pshat, a big chiddush, which comes out a big nafkimina for halacha. He says, as we see all the Yom Tovim, even Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, we always say Halal by day. We don't say Halal on the night. Why not? So the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, a Drosha, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyo Mehulol Shem Hashem. As Mehulol, the Halal has to be Mimizrach Shemesh, in the day. So how come we say in the Seder night, we say Halal in the Agoda? How do we say Halal on the night? You can't be Yotze Halal by night. And also, yeah, but still, it's a chi of halal. We say halal for the nes. It's a different question. It's a good question why we don't say halal with the bracha. It's a separate shmuz. Sorry?
The night turned today.
Yeah. So he asked, how come Klal Yisrol said Shira, and then we say the night, Shira in the night? And also, the Yerushalmi Tov Nishchat also says, they said Shira, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he brings a medrash. He says, the medrash says, when Klal Yisrol osisa lonu nisim balaylo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for us balaylo, oimrim shira balaylo. Meaning to say that avada des halacha mizachshem shanvoye. But when we say halal shira for nes, so then it depends when the nes happened. If the nes happened by night, so that's when we say shira. The halacha of mizach shem shanavoye is when we come to say halal on a yom tiv or something. So then, when do you say halal? So the halacha of mizach shem shanavoye. But if you come to say the nes, so if the nes happened by lailo, that's when we say shira. So mainly he says the gemara brachos daf dalet and daf tes is mavur as nisim by yitzias mitzrayim was the night and the following day. The Gemara says that Pari gave permission for them to leave at night, but they never left actually at night. Mimochas ha-Pesach they left, only by day. So he says that the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim started from the night when the Pari gave them permission and went into the next day. So that means it was Nisim by Lailo and it was Nisim by Yoim. So he makes a cheshbon, he says, for the Nisim that happened by Lailo, you could be yoitzer with a shira that we said balayla. Klaus has said shira leilat yetzias mitzrayim. You could be yoitzer with that. But the problem is, there was nisim that carried on to the next day. And that you can't be yoitzer with a shira that he said balayla for the next half of my day. Because there's halacha of mimizrach shemesh ad mevoye. So he says, the first Yerushalmi in Tom Nishchat says they said shira balayla. That's for the nisim of the layla. But the problem is, they're mechuyv to say again shira on the next morning. Because the Nisim by day, you can't be Yitzah with the Nisim with the Shira of the Laila. So the Shami asked, why didn't they say on the day when they left Mitzrayim, Hare Geulas Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim, and we don't find they said Shira. And they should have said, and they were not Yitzah with the Shira of the night. And the Shami, because there wasn't a complete of a Geula, said they did say, but only a week later.
Busy packing.
Sorry?
That's busy packing.
Yeah. So then he says a big chiddush la halacha. He passes halacha l'maisa. He passes on this. He says, so we, when we say halal, say the night. We say halal nes. It's a din to say, it's a chiv to say halal nes. So we are not yoitza halal on the nes only for the nisim that happened by laila. So what happens with the nisim that happens on the next morning when we actually left Mitzrayim? We're not yoitza shira. So what do? So he says, the next day, the first day of Yom Tov, when we go to shul and say halal, so besides the din halal on the Yom Tov, which Yom Tov is mechayev halal, we're also mechayev to say because of another din, because of the halacha of shira al hanes, which we're not yoitza from the night. So it comes out when we say halal first day Yom Tov, we're being yoitza two halachas, halal for Yom Tov and halal for the nes. And here goes his bechidush. He says, as the halacha is that ladies a mechuyev with all the things we do and say the night, matzah, dalat koisis, and Tosfos says even halal, and that's how it's brought to halacha, the whole agada, Mishnah says everything the mechuyev. Why? Because after the Gemara says, af hein oyu bois anes, they were part of the nes. Usually every mitzvah says shazman grama, the potter. So a halal of a regular yom tov, they'll be potter, because mitzvah says shazman grama. But here, af hein oyu bois anes, they were part of the nes. So mainly it makes a cheshbon, ladies the mechuyev, the halacha is ladies the mechuyev with agada and halal, and the ladies were not yoitza with the shira al hanes for the nisim that happened by day, only by night. And when they say halal by night, they yoitza only for the nisim that happened by laila, like how he says. But what about the nisim that happened by day? They were not yoitza. So ladies are mechuyev to go and say halal on Thursday, Pesach, halacha. That's what he says. Halacha l'maisa, that's how he finishes his tshuva. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's father-in-law, that's how he paskins. Ladies are mechuyev to say because they're not yoitza the shira al hanes of by day. Yeah, there's the big question. It's, first of all, it's a big chiddush, and then the big question on this chat is, why did they say shira? If, like for the nes of by day, they were not yoitza, they didn't say when they left Mitzrayim why, because it wasn't a complete nes yet. That's how they waited till they finished, till they came out of the Kriyas Yom Tov. So why suddenly for the nes of the night, why by night they did say shira? Why didn't they also wait till after Kriyas Yom Tov and say then by night and by day? Then they did say, for the night they did say straight away shira. It's not so clear why. I'd like to suggest a different mahalach to answer the Yerushalmi. We say by davening every day in Ezas Avseinu, Mi Mitzrayim Geal Tonu, Umi Beis Avodim Pedisonu. A loshon of Geula, Mitzrayim Geal Tonu, Umi Beis Avodim Pedisonu. a lesson of Pidya. What's the two lashonis? What's Geula and what's Pidya? So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was masbir what the two things are. He said, as we find in the Torah a lesson of Pidya, and we find in the Torah a lesson of Geula. When do we find a lesson of Pidya in the Torah? Whenever there is a chalois din, whenever there is dinim on something, for example, by kodshim, something is kodesh, a makdesh, this table for better kabbais, so it has dinim kedusha, it's kodesh. Maisa sheni, it's dinim on something, it's a din kodesh, it's a din maisa sheni, there's dinim on something. So comes pidya, you're poidet. What's poidet mean? You remove the dinim, you remove the chalois din, there's a chalois din, kodshim, kodesh. So by being poida, you're removing the din of kodesh on it. That is called p'dir. You take away the chalois din. Geula, we don't find by removing chalois din. When do we find geula in the Torah? Geula, we find in the Torah by boter, choyma, steachuza. Reuven sells Shimon a property. So Yovel comes. And the field or the house is nigal. It moves, it transfers, a lotion of transfer. It goes back to Reuven's reshus. It belongs to Shimon. Yovel comes and it says, no, now it gets transferred back to Reuven. It's not a lotion of taking off chalois dinim. There's no chalois din, but I sell your property. It's not chalois din in the property that of dinim, that is property. It's just, it belongs to you. It's your reshus. So Yovel comes and it says, now it goes back to the first Bailim. It's a lashon of transfer. What happens, what's the Eved? So Reb Chaim was masbir, Eved has two parts to it. The number one, it has the chalois din Eved. If you buy Eved, like the halachas that says in Parshat Mishpatim, it's chal on the Eved, has a chalois din Eved. He is Benzias Eved, meaning to say, even if you send your Eved to Switzerland and you don't make him work one bit, he's still an Eved. An Eved is Eved. Eved doesn't mean he works. Eved means Chalois din Eved. It's Chal on him. He's a real Eved.
Position.
But then, besides that, there's also, every Eved has also this second Chalik that you could force him to work. You could actually make him to work. That means, first of all, there's a Chalois din Eved. And number two, there is the actual Teitzah, the Metzias, the fact that you could make him work, you could work. So Reb Chaim, sorry? Yeah, it comes from the Kinyonim, it comes from the Kinyonim, that's how you can force him to work. Yeah. So Reb Chaim said, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. What was Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Were we just kidnapped by Pari? And he forced us to work. When we were Avodim Mitzrayim, doesn't mean we were just kidnapped and he made us work. We didn't have a chalois din Eved. We didn't have a real din Eved. Or, Reb Chaim wants to say, maybe we had taka a chalois din Eved. We were real Avodim, like the Pasha of Avodim or Pasha of Mishpatim. We had a chalois din Eved. Reb Chaim brought clear raya that Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim were not just kidnapped in Mitzrayim and forced us to work. We had a chalois din Eved, who were real avodim. What's the raya? The raya is, the Yalkut says, Furish Yalkut, in Shmois, the Yalkut says that Pari told the Mitzrim, Pari told Moshe Rabbeinu, on Leilat Yetzer Mitzrayim, Kumu Tzu Mitoichami. Get up, please leave Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu told back to Pari, we're not leaving, before you say clearly, Hare atem shukhrorim, Hare atem bnei chorim, Hare atem b'shusrim. Says the Yalkut, Miyad, Tzovach Pari, Pari screamed, Hare atem shukhrorim, Hare atem bnei chorim, Hare atem b'shusrim. Yalkut, what's going on here? Pari tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kumo tzu mitoichami, leave, get out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not leaving before you say, Hare atem bnei chorim, Hare atem b'shuschem, Hare atem b'shuchrorim. What's going on here? So Pshat is Reb Chaim said, because Klal Yisrael had chalois din Eved, we had a real halacha of Eved, we're real avodim, we were takim uchiv to work for Pare, because we had a real din Eved.
How do you define it? What makes one different to the other one?
If you could buy Evet, a person could buy Evet, and then he's mechuyv to work for you. If you kidnap someone, you're not mechuyv to work. Oh, you're asking where was the chal this din Evet? That's a good question. Let's finish off a second. So, Reb Chaim says, so it's a raya from the Yalkut that we had the chaloyz din Evet. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had said Aretim Mishuschem. So Meila, yeah, that's one pshat. That's one mahalach. There's a few mahalach to answer that question. Oh, and when Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in Brisbane Absorim, Yodea Teida Ki Geir Yazaracho Beretz Lo'Elem Va'Avodum Ve'Inu Oisam Va'Avodum, but the Dalton licked the Chaloyz Din Evet. That's where the Chaloyz Din Evet was chal. It's one pshat. Then there's more poshut pshat.
It was an accident. They could have got out,
No, they were not allowed to go out. There was Abamo Isonot, it was Xera, it was a din.
But Bigerda means it's they're not there.
Sorry?
Bigerda.
Yeah, but for Abamo Isonot, it was a din. And then you get started.
It's fine, it could have been
aborted
anywhere.
Okay, so that's where it was. The other malach could be is there's a kibush mechama. There's halachas when you go for mechama, you could just be koyin avodim, and could be this was a malach of kibush mechama. Okay, I'm not going to get to it now. No. So Reb Chaim, going back to mutzam galton beis avodim for tzonu, Reb Chaim explains that's the two things. Leilat yas mitzrayim, what happened? Mi beis avodim for tzonu. Pare told Moshe Rabbeinu, harei atem mishachrorim, harei atem b'shuschem. That's when the pidiyah happened. That's when the chalois din eved was removed. That's a lashon pidiyah. But there was no geula. There was absolutely no geula. Geula means you're moving from one rishus to the next rishus. Klal Yisrael were in the exact same danger of pari. Pari says arei atem mishachrorim. Okay, so the chalois din eved goes, but he could still force you to work if he wants. He could still run after you. He could still catch you. Klal Yisrael was still standing in Mitzrayim. They haven't even left Mitzrayim. There was no real geula. Paris, in his mind, could say, okay, I told yesterday, but I still don't let you go. He could still say that. There was no real geula happening. The Mitzan Galtonu happened only on the next morning. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. That's when it was geula. They were kidnapped by Pari, and now they left Mitzrayim. They were not kidnapped anymore. The Pidi attack happened later to Mitzrayim, but the kidnap was still a kidnap because man, they were still in the Rishus HaPayim, they were still in Mitzrayim. Geula is when they go away from the Torah. At Kam Divrei Reb Chaim, till here's Reb Chaim. So going back to the Rishalmi now, we could explain the Rishalmi very geshmak. The Rishalmi Tov Nishchat is talking about Leilat Yas Mitzrayim. Pari told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kumu, that's when the Pidiyah happened. That's when Klal Yisrael became from Avodim to Bnei Chorin. That's when the Chalois Din Eved went, got removed. So for that Neis, it became Shukhrorim. They said straight away, Shira, Halleluka, Lo Avdei Hashem, Lo Avdei Pari. Because man, they were Avodim to Pari, and had the Chalois Din Eved. It was a steerer to Avdei Hashem. You can't be Avdei Hashem. You can't be Eved Hashem when you're Eved for Pari. So when the Chalois Din Pidyon happened, when they became Mishukhrorim, that's when they said, Halleluka, they said Shira for being, for the ness of being Mishukhrorim, Bnei Chorin. There was no Geula yet, till the next morning. Yishalmi in Avi Psochim is talking about the Geula. The next day they left, they had the Pidyon, more than that, they left. Imagine Chasham, someone being stuck in Gaza, yeah? And he's an Evet there, a real Evet, and then you give him a Shtar Shechru, he'll be so happy, he doesn't have to work anymore. But imagine, not only they give him a Shtar Shechru, the next day, he says, get out of here, go to Etzol, go fly to Etzol. It's a whole new stage of a Ness. And on that Ness of leaving Mitzrayim, which happened in Mocharas HaPesach, we don't find Kausal Sachira. So Rishalmi asks, are Geulas Mitzrayim? The Geula, the actual transition, the transfer from being kidnapped by Paroi to being ourselves, being our own people, our own Am, we don't find Klal Yisrael said Shira for it.
Paroi told them to go, but they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't want to go. Because man, they didn't go. The Maisa, they were still in the same danger. Pari was a very moody guy to go through the parshas. He could have easily changed his mind for 1 second. And not only that, more than that. And Pari, they left Mitzrayim, and Pari ran after them. So Enfadi Yishalmi, you know why they didn't say Mitzrayim again, Shira straight away? What do you want to say, Shira? For the Gula, for this Musig that we were kidnapped by him, and now we're not anymore kidnapped. It's only the beginning of the Gula, because Klal Yisrael is still in danger, like we see. Klal Yisrael, Pari ran after Klal Yisrael, till the Yam Suf. Yeah. So when they left the Yam Suf, and that's when they can actually kill all the Mitzrim, Echod Neim Lo Noisa State, everyone killed. That's when they said, Shira. There's a pasuk in Parshas Rei. The pasuk says, "Hamoitzi et." This is a loshna pasuk. "Hamoitzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, ve'hapoitcho mi'beis avodim." Hamoitzi eschem mi'beis avod me'eretz Mitzrayim, ve'hapoitcho mi'beis avodim. It sounds like there's two things here, and Rashi brings us a sifri that speaks out clearly. Rashi here on the pasuk, Rashi says, "What's the two things?" A sifri. So says the sifri. Even if HaKadosh Baruch would have done only one chesed for us, which is being poider and not being moitzi us from Mitzrayim, that itself is already a shvach for Ribbono Shel Olam. You see clearly here that there was two inyonim. There was HaPoitcho mibeis avodim, and there was HaMoitzi eschem
meretz Mitzrayim. But both in the posuk and the tefillah,
yeah.
The wrong way around.
Yeah. That's a stickler Ha'or Reb Chaim. This is a Ha'or Reb Chaim ready. We say Mimitzan Galtonu, which happened by day, based on the Pitzon, which happened the night before. But you could say it's not so schwer, because with the Ikkis we're trying to say is Hamoitzi. Klausel left. He left Pari, we ran away from Pari. Then the Posse goes into details. Not only we left, we're saying the big thing first. The big thing is, we left Pari, we finished with Pari. We're in a different country. The apoitcho is, not only we left and we are finished with them, we don't have to deal with them anymore, it's more than that. We're not anymore, we have no chalos din eved anymore. Yeah, it's a bit shver. Why no? We need to say for the Leilat Mitzrayim, we say and say the night for the apoitcho. Now, why don't we say halal for Shvi'is of Pesach? All the Pesachim ask this question.
I'm saying, but
no, I'm not saying the main thing. If you want, it's not the main thing.
The halal, but especially the Bechayim Lushim also, should be only after they left by the Yam Suf, because that's when they
have... Which pshat? You're going with the other pshat of Tejer Fall. That's why he says Taka, they say only Taka when they left the Yam Suf. He says you could be Yoitza. He mentioned this thing. If he says we're saying for the Keres Yam Suf, so how can we say the first day? He says, because nowadays we know that... It's a Gloil Milson and Mafreya. We know that the first day, we know already that there was the last day of Kriyas Yam Suf. So we know now already, doesn't it? He talks about it.
Freed them immediately from Mitzrayim, made all you change his mind.
Yeah. The Mogen Avraham says in Simen Samach Zayin, end of Simen Samach Zayin, as you could be Yoitzer, Mitzvah Sipu, and Mitzvah Zchiras, it says in time. There's a Mitzvah Zchiras in time every day. Besides, nothing too simple. Mogen Avraham says you could be yoytzer this mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim by saying oz yoshe. That's what Mogen Avraham says. The Chasam Sefer Reb Kiv Eiger on that simon argue with the Mogen Avraham with Mogen Avraham, yeah, and they say no. In Pasuk state v'zochates yoyim seischa meretz Mitzrayim. You have to remember the yoyim seischa, and this is the Shira. It wasn't on the yoyim seischa. It was a week later. But both agree, if not the word Yoim, you could mention Shira for Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does Shira have to do one bit with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Chamisha Asar, in Nisan. They were deep in the Midbar, a week walking into the Midbar. They got stuck somewhere in Yam Suf with a new problem with Pari running after them, and the whole race happened. And by mentioning that, we could be Yoitzah Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if how we're explaining is good. Because the Nes, the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemar Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which means Geula. What's Geula? The transition that we were in Mitzrayim kidnapped by Paro, and now we're not anymore under Paro. So because man, we're still in the danger of Paro, it wasn't yet, that is not called a Yitzia. In physically, Avada was a Yitzia, our feet were out. Imagine someone runs out of prison, and police running after him straight away, and can he go around saying, I had the gula? It's a joke. No, we're going to clap you in 1 second and pull you back in. That's not called a gula. A gula is only when he runs and he comes to the stage, you can't catch him anymore. He's hidden. That is a gula. So that's when the Yitzias Mitzrayim was chal taken. That's how you could be Yitzia with those Yoshi.
Yeah. Very nice. Lovely.
The other one is in the Arid Sof and Halach as well.
I mentioned a couple of different Torah about Yukra and Moish.
Yeah.